It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. And of course, around the world at mybradio.com and on the 77 WABC app. Of course, thank you, New York. Nielsen Ratings has us consistently in the top 10 in New York AM radio. Pretty cool. Thank you for the great listenership that we have. This radio show, Mind Your Business, on the legendary 77 WABC, is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business insights on so many professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, healthcare, retail, entrepreneurship, financial planning, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, as we do each week, we open with some thank you. Special thank you to Pesach Trapper, the show's producer, and the team here at Allure Group, Matt, and many others that have played a role. We're on location today as we hear this great show coming up, and the entire support team at Bottom Line Marketing Group, Srilly, Rena, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And of course, to the great team at 77 WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin, thank you. Also, a special thank you to some recent guests that we've had on Mind Your Business. John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, Joe Hart, the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie Training, Dr. Adrian Boise, the chief experience officer at the Cleveland Clinic, Captain Sully Sullenberger from Miracle on the Hudson, Shep Hyken, world-renowned customer service expert, and the director of marketing at UPS, Jason Robinson. Every single episode that we've had on Mind Your Business is available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And I wish to mention that even the interview we're having tonight will, of course, be up at mybradio.com, so you'll be able to listen and re-listen in order to learn from the advice that you're going to hear at tonight's show. Well, without further ado, we get to tonight's guest, Melissa Powell, Chief Operating Officer, the COO at the Allure Group. Melissa has over 20 years' experience in health and senior care in this entire region. She's the CEO of the Allure Group, which is a chain of six skilled nursing facilities around Brooklyn. And under Melissa's leadership, the Allure Group has transformed failing nursing homes into thriving ones, always maintaining an emphasis on excellence and cutting-edge technology to ensure the best care possible. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we will discuss how to make major changes within a company. Not an easy thing to do. Always keeping your eye on technological advancements, especially here as it relates to healthcare, and how to set yourself apart and advance your career no matter what field you're in. With that intro, we give a warm welcome to Melissa Powell. Melissa, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate
A real treat. Now, I like opening up with this question, which is one that I ask to C-level executives. And now you're the COO of a major group. Is this something you dreamt of when you were in high school?
When I was in high school, no.
Okay.
When I was in high school, I wanted to be a nurse.
Okay.
Yeah. So always
healthcare. Which is also special because that means you're really following through on your passion.
Yeah. Always healthcare. But the passion for how I could help the elderly has evolved over my adult years.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Special. Special. You know, people don't always, you know, connect the dots on their journey, but they, you know, they're like, wow, I'm really up here in this executive position, but I'm helping people. At its core, it seems you're doing what you always wanted to do.
Correct.
Just really on a scaled level. It's really on a much greater level.
And I'm able to affect more change for more individuals this way.
That's correct. Now, I read in doing research that you're the first person in your family to attend college. What was that like? How many battles did you have?
I didn't. I'm an only child, and my parents were very focused on education, and I was always a good student, and I loved to learn. And when I went to them and said, I do want to go to college, they were excited. They didn't want me to go away because I was an only child.
That's right, not easy letting go.
But I did. I went to a little college out in Pennsylvania, and it was an experience getting to be away It was a growth experience, just not being home with mom and dad anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to, at that time, I started with nursing.
Okay. And I was going to ask what you went for.
Yeah, I started with nursing, but I wound up changing at the time to actually leisure services. I wanted to provide activities in nursing homes. Always wanted to be in a nursing home. Grew up going to visit my grandmother, who lived in a home for 8 years. And the activities piece came from because I did a lot of summers helping out while she was there, calling bingo. She was part of the resident council. And I thought that I'd be able to make a change and make someone's life better while they were living in a nursing home. Mm. So that's how I started.
Special, because I'm starting to see this all come together to your role today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is now the Allure Group, like most companies, began as a solution to a problem. Perhaps you could share that story with the listeners of Mind Your Business.
Sure. So, similar to myself,
mm-hmm.
the one of the owners had an experience with a family member
mm-hmm.
and wasn't necessarily 100% satisfied with the level of care out in the long-term field
mm-hmm.
and became passionate about wanting to start his own group and wanting to find like-minded individuals who could really relay that mission of quality care, quality service, treating every patient like they're a family member, and being able to mix those two, where you're providing a great atmosphere, loving environment, quality care, but still running a business
right.
and doing
right.
well.
Right.
And I think that was the start of it. The other partners involved, they had a long history with great success of family success
mm-hmm.
and they were able to bring all of that experience to the organization and it was a really like-minded organization moving forward. Mm-hmm.
So it started from someone that had an experience with a family member, was not happy, and said, I'm going to change the world and implement it. I mm-hmm. see how it's not supposed to be done.
Correct.
And I'm going to implement. It's a great story because, you know, so many people just, you know, fill the world with hot air and complain about stuff.
Correct.
And but it's only, you know, special people that will step forward and say, okay, I see a problem. I know I have a path on how to solve it and implement it. There aren't so many people like that, but
correct.
That's special.
And wanting to do better for the world.
That's
correct. And for an industry that needs it, really yeah. does.
Now, the Allure Group began transforming failing nursing homes into thriving ones. Again, following this story, what? Today, six facilities. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could even talk a bit about each one.
Sure, of course. So there's six homes. Each one, came a different succession of time.
Mm-hmm.
Hamilton Park was the first facility in Bay Ridge.
Okay.
And that facility was existing when I joined the group. Okay. So I was able to come in and kind of understand the culture and bring what I bring to the table, which is the team building and the leadership and the core clinical systems. And we were able to advance this facility to incorporate a ventilator unit. We've brought in an Asian unit for the local mm-hmm. residents that are Asian, where we have, you know, round-the-clock employees who speak Mandarin, and we have their food, their cuisine
mm-hmm.
here, and really make it special for them. And we were able to, during those initial years, renovate the building and really make it a beautiful home-like, but really honestly hotel-like experience when you're here. So,
and then some of the other facilities.
Sure. So we have Bedford Center, which is in Williamsburg,
mm-hmm.
which caters to the Orthodox population that lives out in Williamsburg.
Right.
And we did extensive renovations there, and that facility was real special when we started because it was where we started our cardiac program. We're in the very, very early days. We worked with NYU
okay.
to really bring a need to Brooklyn that didn't exist at the time, which was taking patients that were having, you know, heart surgery, open heart surgery, stents, things like that, and being able to then bring them to rehab close to home in Brooklyn. And under their guidance, we went to NYU, my staff, and we received education, and we implemented all of the tools and the equipment that they had there. And we were able to really bring a new service to the I'll say the people of Williamsburg, but really the people of Brooklyn. Right. We've watched us bring census into that building, patients into that building that have really, you know, come. They say, "What you build it, they will come."
That's right.
And that's really what's happened there. The building needed extensive renovation, so it was really great time when we got there because we were able to put the cardiac monitoring in. They had an existing ventilator unit that we redid with all state-of-the-art ventilator equipment, and really bring that building not only to a different level aesthetically, but clinically top-notch, you know, learning from the best and having some of the NYU team train us, but also come to the facility and do rounds. They see their own patients, have physicians, you know, on our team that are associated with the best of the best.
Correct.
So
That was the second one.
Yeah. So then we took on Linden Center in East New York.
Okay.
And that building was in bankruptcy. It was really a beautiful story of staff that loved their facility, that worked so hard. But they were struggling.
It was a management issue.
It was a management issue before us, I guess. I mean, I wasn't there, but the coming in, really what we did, which honestly is really a part of a staple of what we do, we like to work with the employees who are there. A lot of people come in and they do layoffs and they bring in their own people, and I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. I think that people are good people, and if you are able to be a good leader, and you're able to, you know, send a message as to this is the expectation, and you hold an accountability in a way where you're respecting people, then people rise to the occasion. We're all humans.
Special.
So in that building, we were able to really go in and take the existing staff who were just so lovely and really bring them through education and through bonding through leadership, really, to open up. I want to say they had 90 empty beds when we went there, and the building is thriving now. They average 98, 99 census. They have a waiting list at times during the year, and they are just a real good testament to where you can take a building if you have the staff support.
Right. And the leadership.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes my job is easy.
That's special for you to say. That means you're doing a great job, which I say.
Sometimes it's easy. The staff make it easy. They're good people. They just need direction.
Right, direction.
And they need to know the end goal. I think a lot of people forget to tell the end goal.
Yeah, it's so true.
Crown Heights, it's really a very similar situation. Okay. Crown Heights, which is in Crown Heights in Brooklyn. Really very similar. They were also struggling. They had loads of empty beds, and they needed a mission. You know, some of what we've done there is we've added a Spanish unit there. We've done some extensive renovation already, but we're just about to do a very large scale renovation there that will be real exciting. Nice. Really revamping what they need for the resident rooms to make them brighter and larger, and televisions and all those nice amenities that every elderly person should have in their retirement. And I think the only one we haven't touched on, we have two. We have King David Center.
Where is that?
If it's on Cropsey Avenue.
Okay.
And they are also a mission facility. They're a kosher facility also. Mm-hmm. And they also cater to a very large Russian population there.
Right.
And they were already this great building, and they still are. They amaze me every day. They had excellent history of surveys and care, and excellent history of their staff that had been there so long. And part of what we've really done there is guided them through changing themselves from a nonprofit to a for-profit, and really looking at the way of joining an organization helps them with, you know, all the things that, that the business piece helps, your purchasing and your HMO contracts, things like that, where the being a part of a group really lends support.
Absolutely.
And that's another building that the staff just are remarkable, where they make it easy. You know, you go in, you say, hey, we're looking to go forward and do this, and all hands on deck, everyone's so supportive. The excitement of that facility is they are home to our neuro program. And I think that that program is special and different. And what we are about to undertake in 2018 there, okay, as part of that neuro program, is we are putting in an aquatherapy pool, which will be the first in Brooklyn. Wow. We are also transforming their gym into... Listen, it's still going to be a great subacute rehab gym with all the specialties that every subacute has, but we're going to infuse it with some special services, some special modalities that are specific to the neuro population. So you're talking about strokes, you're talking about Parkinson's patients, not brain injury. We're not a brain injury facility. That takes a special level of care that we're just not able to provide. But with all the other pieces being there, and we have a wonderful neurologist, Dr. Salgado, who comes to King David, and he has done such education to our staff, and he leads weekly meetings. He does actual physical rounds, and it's just such a beautiful, skilled environment that is just so special to the subacute industry. And last but not least is our Harlem facility, which is our only one outside of Brooklyn. It's in Manhattan, obviously in Harlem. And that building is just lovely. They also are struggling a little bit with census.
Okay.
And we have taken them and really focused on the community there.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you could go to that facility, they are dead in the middle of a block. And across the street are apartments, and on either side are apartments, and right up the street is the hospital. And it really needs to be a place where the community can feel comfortable to bring their patient, their families, and stay for long-term, stay for short-term therapy. So we have put a real solid effort into immersing ourselves, becoming part of the Chamber of Commerce, and just doing things. We did a backpack drive for the schools where we gave backpacks for the children. We've done turkeys to the local people on Thanksgiving. And at Christmas, we were giving the churches poinsettias. Now with Thanksgiving coming, we're working this year on working with the Salvation Army for the soup kitchen, and really being able to give back to the people of Harlem.
Amazing how in tuned a facility has to be to the, you know, the environment, the surrounding environment, because at the end of the day, that will help census.
Sure.
You may not be able to connect the dots within a week or within a month, but over time, absolutely.
You want to be a part of your community. You want to be a part of where, you know, people are comfortable to go to have bingo, you know, in the evening, or come for a family. You know, we've done fairs in the summer and, you know, all kinds of fun stuff in the different homes. But you want to make a place where your kids need to do some volunteer work, you think of the local nursing home.
Right.
Mom is sick, you know, needs a short stay somewhere, you think of the local place that you've been to. You already know it's beautiful inside and it's clean, and it's the nurses are so nice when you walk in. And, you know,
that's
the census.
That's what you want to send
the parents. It adds the census, but it adds to the community, which is really what you're there to do. You're there to employ people that are local.
Right.
You're there to serve the people of the community, and that's how it should be.
Special, my guest this evening is none other than Melissa Powell, COO, the Chief Operating Officer at the Allure Group. Our giveaway this evening, usually every show we have a giveaway, is the book Peak Performance by Brad Stolberg. He was a previous guest here on our program. And we are talking about peak performance, so I figured this was a good book to give away. All you have to do is send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB. Text it over to, again, 64600, put in the letters MYB. One lucky listener is going to win the book, Peak Performance. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Polling data, anyone? Hold on. We'll get right on that. Election day is Tuesday? You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Come join the most trusted business network for executives, the C-Suite Network. If you're a business of $5 million or greater, or your position is VP or higher, you're invited to join the C-Suite Network to connect with business peers. Go to csuitenetwork.com. That is csuitenetwork.com to learn more about the benefits, meetings, and services exclusive for C-Suite executives like you.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit lpservicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
And we're back. Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is none other than Melissa Powell, the Chief Operating Officer at the Allure Group. And we're talking about so many subjects, including, of course, healthcare, the need to respect your clients and take care of them properly. And, of course, the Allure Group excels at that. Melissa, you know, you discussed the six facilities and the work you've done in them. Instituting change is not easy. You could even pick a specific facility and discuss, you come in, and then what happens?
Sure. So every building, I guess, is slightly different, but every building starts the same with myself going in, introducing myself. Staff are very nervous.
Right.
When
there's
this turnover,
people coming in. Uncertainty.
Correct. 100%. So I go in, I introduce myself. Sometimes some of the Allure team comes also, and really try to give the leadership in that meeting, all the different department managers and assistant managers, a feeling of who I am, who Allure is, and that the goal is to enhance what they're doing, not repart what they've done, that anything that maybe didn't work in the homes in the past isn't necessarily anything that they could have controlled. So, you know, we really talk about it being a clean slate for everybody. And I learn about them. I learn about the facility and everything I need to know. And I think I mentioned before, I don't have this style of going in there and slicing and dicing. Some people bring in new everything
right away.
Right,
they come with an axe. And
I don't find that to be effective. Some people do. But for me, the history that employee brings to the table, things that I'll never understand that they went through or their staff went through or the building went through, and that could be anything from families and residents to issues, regulatory issues, or what they had to put in place or what they've done, to just some basic understanding of maybe some of the employees. You know, oh, this person, you know, had a rough time and now they're just getting back on track or whatever the case may be. So for me, you know, we always start by getting to know each other, by getting to figure out how we're going to work together moving forward, me giving clear expectations that, you know, yes, now we're Allure, and we love that you're a part of Allure, and let's move forward together. The way I actually start transformation is that way. Moving forward, obviously, I sit with each person, each manager.
Right.
I always do a big luncheon for all of the staff themselves. Where I'm present, I shake hands, I say hello, right. I get to start to know some names. Mm-hmm. I believe very strongly in getting to know the staff. They are what's going to make or break us.
Right.
I'm not there every day. I'm mm-hmm. not running the place 24/7. Right. None of the corporate office is running the place 24/7. It's the staff. So they need to see us and they need to understand, you know, how we feel. I meet with the family council if there is one. I meet with the resident council if there is one. And then I just start assessing department by department. My first question in my one-on-one meetings with each manager is, what do you need? Is there anything that you don't have from a supply standpoint, from an equipment standpoint, from a support standpoint, staffing standpoint? What do you need? If it was Christmas morning, what would you need? And usually that shocks people.
I was going to say, this is so special. And from the, again, we've had previously on this program around 120, 125 shows and some real, high-level executives from over the years. And they always, what I love hearing about this in this conversation is that you're starting off, what do you need? Not, okay, let me read you the list.
Right.
You know, here's, make sure this and that. So at the Lure Group, you're focused on, what do you need? Because if you need these items, mm-hmm. you will be able to service our clients better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the next piece is, you know, if it doesn't come out in that, or if maybe they're not so clear about what I'm asking, because sometimes people are hesitant.
And the defenses,
is anything broken? You know, especially with the kitchen and the nursing staff. Does everything work? Is everything broken? Do we need repairs on anything?
Just tell me.
Just
tell me. And open up.
So my favorite story, you said to maybe talk about one particular building. So Linden, which was the first building I got to really go in as number, you know, on day one.
Okay.
Because we had Hamilton before I came in. I walked in on day one. I was there for a couple days getting to know everyone and really working. And it was a great team. The administrator there, you know, that was 2012, and she's still with us today.
Nice.
She's been transferred to a different building in Harlem where she's really helped us transform that facility. But I went and I was working, and it was, I'll never forget, it was Friday morning, and we had been there all week long, and I just had the nursing team, I think the whole nursing team in the office at that time, maybe for the first time, not just the higher executive, the director mm-hmm. of nursing, but the whole team.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting and we were doing the same sort of conversation. What do you need on the units? You know, it was kind of a sub conversation now. And one of the nurses said something about pressure mattresses. And I said, okay, are we short a few? Like, what do we need? And I watched the director of nursing's head go down.
Mm.
And I had gotten to know her enough over the few days that it was, it meant something,
right?
So when she did that, I asked her, you know, Mrs. So-and-so, you know, what's going on? What don't I know?
Right.
And she told me at that time that they were in need of more pressure reduction mattresses mm-hmm. underneath the patients that they didn't have for everybody. They had taken in a lot of patients that had wounds and at the it didn't go as planned. It wasn't as perfect as it should be. And they needed this. And I said, okay, well, how many do we need? And she, thinking 3, 4, five, she gave me quite a number. And I said, okay. And then I looked at my watch and it's, you know, one-ish or whatever it was. It wasn't early in the day on a Friday. So I picked up the phone and I called the vendor that I had always used mm-hmm. for pressure reduction mattresses. And I said, I need a really, and they're based out of New Jersey. And here I am in Brooklyn. And I said, hi, I need a really big favor. I need, you know, X amount, which I don't remember the amount at the time, but quite a few.
Yeah.
Pressure reduction mattresses. And they said, sure, for when? And I said, oh, well, can we do it today?
did the line go dead?
Because now that I know this, I really don't want to go home.
Right.
And it's a Friday, so I don't really want to go home through the weekend knowing that a patient's wounds could get worse.
Right.
So they were wonderful. They said yes. Wow. And we made an agreement that it would be Saturday morning, that by the time they got all the stock in the trucks and they got us here
under
and all this
24
stuff,
hours, it was in
so
the property.
So the next morning, the mattresses were being brought in. The nurse managers came into work on their own time. Mm. and the maintenance gentleman came into work on his own time. And they handed these mattresses out, and I'll never forget, I came back on Monday, and they were all so excited. And it was from that moment on that was the buy-in. That was, you know, this is Allure. This is what we do. We transform as much as we can, as fast as we can, into a place that everyone can be happy to live and work.
What a special story. My guest this evening is none other than Melissa Powell, the COO at Allure Group. I want to remind the listeners, our giveaway this week is the book Peak Performance by Brad Stolberg. He was a previous guest. You could hear his interview by going to mybradio.com. All you have to do to be eligible to win this book, a free copy, hardcover copy, is text MYB for Mind Your Business. Just text MYB to 64600. And one lucky listener is going to win the book. And this entire interview is all about peak performance. And if you're just tuning in now, you'll still hear the remainder of the interview and some great secrets on management, healthcare, etc., from Melissa Powell. Otherwise, you'll be able to listen to the entire interview on the archives at mybradio.com. It's usually up by Tuesday morning. mybradio.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807 extension 3505 or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
Hi, this is Yitzhak Saftlis of Mind Your Business. Well, I'm happy to announce that recently Mind Your Business joined C-Suite TV. Well, are you looking for some great business content other than right here on this show? Then check out C-Suite TV and watch in-depth interviews and business content for C-level executives and entrepreneurs. Watch and get insider secrets on demand by going to csuitetv.com. Again, that's csuitetv.com. C-Suite TV, business insights on demand.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
And we're back. Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. And, of course, around the world at mybradio.com. My guest this evening is none other than Melissa Powell, the Chief Operating Officer at the Allure Group. Melissa, I mean, you've shared already in this in the previous segments about how special the care is at the Allure Group and throughout all your facilities. But if I may, I hope I'm not putting you on the spot with this one. What would you say differentiates your group and your facilities from the others?
It's an easy question.
Thank you.
It is, because I know it. You know, it's our ownership. I'm proud to work for who I work for. There are a lot of, you know, the story I told you about, you know, the one owner who wasn't happy with what he saw happening in long-term care.
And decided to make a difference.
This is... Honestly, I don't enjoy it because it's my industry, but it's unfortunately true. There's a lot of places that, you know, you kind of look and say, I don't think I'd want my mom there. These are not those kinds of homes. This ownership demands that the care is good. They demand that the buildings are well kept. They want a positive experience, you know, and that's unfortunately not everywhere. And, you know, I tell people I do drive in. I have about an hour and a half commute that I've done every day for just about 7 years now, each way.
And that's commitment.
I choose to come. You know, you can work anywhere, right? You have that an employee, you have that option, right? I choose to come to this organization. I choose to come here because it's a great organization.
Now, my understanding is that many of the homes are they have the great ratings and reviews.
Yes.
Maybe you could discuss that.
Yes. So, unfortunately, for some of the homes, they did not have that when we came in.
Right, when you came in.
And that's a process. You know, for those of you that are listening that don't understand it, it's not something you come in and you change overnight.
Yeah.
It actually is a three-year process.
3 years.
Yeah, to get some of the old stuff purged and out and the new stuff in. So, you know, I'm very proud that all of the Allure homes are 3, 4, or 5 star.
Wow.
Those that are 3 obviously probably started a little lower. And like I said, it's a 3-year process to move. So you have to take the time to get there. You have to direct staff there. You have to, the star system is based on quality as well as staffing, as well as your survey process, as well as, you know, metrics with the actual care you provide at the state polls.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of pieces that you have to manage and you have to do properly in order for your stars to be where they need to be. So I encourage people to look at the stars. When I have friends, you know, ask me about facilities for their loved ones, I tell them go for a tour in an off hour because that's when you find
things
out.
That's how you see what really is going on.
Yeah, go in the evening, go on a Sunday afternoon. You know, those are the times. Not when someone's there at 11.
Walking them through.
Yeah, no. Surprise them. Say, hey, I'm here for a tour. See what happens. You know, and look at the stars. And ask someone in the industry to help you understand them if you go through and you don't. Because they do mean something.
Now, you touched on this earlier, and it's very special how the Allure Group tries wherever possible when you're taking on a new facility to leverage the great team that's in place. However, obviously, as you grow, you're looking to hire new people. There'll be people listening to the show that say, hey, I would love to be a part of this and to work. What are your, you know, what's your process for hiring a star? Because we only stars apply.
That's right.
what are you looking for in someone to join your team?
Yeah, so commitment. People who want to do the right thing. Hey, listen, no one's perfect. You know, you go through training. You have mentors within your organization. No one's perfect. But people that want to put their best foot forward, who care about the elderly, who care about, you know, making a difference. You know, one of the ways to apply is, you know, online. We have an online portal. You go on and you click join our team.
Okay.
And that's that. But what I find, the one thing I do want to mention is what I'm really proud of with hiring, and I hadn't thought about it earlier as we were talking, but as we've taken all of the different facilities, and I was saying a lot of them, not all, but the good majority of them had issues with census, with the amount of patients they had in-house. And as we transform that, and as we bring in those clinical programs, and you need more staff to run a clinical program, you know, we really focus on hiring then. So we look to hire from the local community, obviously. So what makes me feel good at the end of the day is not only am I being able to go in and really do what makes me passionate, which is taking the failing facilities and turning them into great places, and now the patients that live there have this much better experience, as well as the staff have a much better experience. But we're able to then lend jobs, you know, which is wonderful, you know, to be able to employ people and add jobs. You know, you hear so many people coming in and taking whatever business it is. It doesn't have to be healthcare and slashing and cutting costs and doing this and that. And we're doing the opposite. We're bringing jobs to the community. It makes me happy.
Something you touched on about when hiring, you're looking for someone who's passionate about this. You know, and of course, anyone who's tuned in since the beginning of the show heard that, Melissa, when you were, you know, in high school, you dreamed of being a nurse.
Yeah.
And so you, it's in your DNA.
It is.
What is in the industry, there is something called, or is a term, the revolving door nature. Maybe you could describe that and how it applies within the Allure Group.
Sure, with the staff turnover.
Yes.
Yeah. So I find that I've worked in New Jersey and I've worked in Pennsylvania and maybe in some areas that aren't as populated as Brooklyn, right? So there is definitely a revolving, the ability for a revolving door, especially in Brooklyn, because there's so many employees and there's so many employers that people really have the ability to take their knowledge and jump around really easily. And you have to identify that when you're interviewing someone, that it's on their resume, and kind of speak to them about it. But I think it starts with that employer again. You know, you have to make it a place that people want to work. And that's not always about money. It's about getting up in the morning and wanting to go to work.
To make a difference.
Correct.
To be part of a place that's a thriving organization.
Correct. And, you know, it's not always about it's not always about, you know, how much money they make, or everyone wants to be home with their kids and not really going to work. But you have, when you're in a job that you don't like, you have this nauseated feeling in the morning. We've all had jobs like that where, oh God, I really don't want to go. And then there's jobs that it's like, okay, you know, got to work, going off, have my buddies at work and everything's all good. You know, you really, we foster, my goal is that the staff feels like almost like a mom and pop, warm feeling where people know each other, and you know the upper management knows the staff, and they're out. I'm in every nursing home every week. You know, I'm out there walking. So is ownership,
you know,
and speaking to people. And
that's special.
That's the kind of place that I hope somebody wants to work.
I just have to repeat, that's so special. Of your six places, and one is in Manhattan, in the upper part of Manhattan, once a week at minimum, you or management
correct.
Is on site.
Correct.
It's not just the administrator doing their thing.
Oh,
you're
correct.
Special.
Correct. There's always access. There's always access. And it's very important.
Of course. That's critical. It's wow. And each administrator is doing great work. It's not a matter of checking up on them. It's a matter of that
it's a support.
Everyone, it's a support, like you said.
It's
and like you said, I'm sure you continue to ask that question, what do you need?
Correct.
So, and again, you may get some of these questions, you know, we need those mattresses.
Sometimes I don't always like the answer, but if
you
they
say
can
yes.
give me a good reason,
then
it makes
yes.
sense. Of course I do.
Amazing. My guest this evening is Melissa Powell, the COO of the Allure Group. Before we take a commercial break, we want to remind the listeners that our giveaway this week is the book Peak Performance, and certainly this interview is talking all about peak performance, and that's why this is the appropriate gift. All you have to do in order to enter to win is text over MYB to 64600, and one lucky listener is going to win the book Peak Performance by Brad Stolberg and Steve Magnus. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC. And of course, thank you to the listeners that consistently have us in the top 10 in Nielsen ratings. I think July we were number 3. Some other months we were number 7. Okay, hey, you know, we want to get to 1. So tell your buddies about it. Tonight's episode is no different. My guest is Melissa Powell, Chief Operating Officer at the Allure Group. And we're just really, the time is flying by. She's sharing so many tips and secrets on hiring the best, on how to provide excellent customer service. Really special spending time with you here on ABC.
Thank you. It's been wonderful.
Thank you. Now, the Allure Group is also known, and this is where we want to talk about technology, to be particularly savvy to integrate new technologies, even though this is from the beginning of time, healthcare, you know, we got to take care of the elderly. How does that interplay work?
So there's so many ways that you can be efficient and so many ways that you can nowadays take better care of people through technology. And going back to the wonderful organization that I have, I'm so blessed to work for, you know, most companies these days are using an EMR, an electronic medical record, mm-hmm. and most companies are being able to pull some data out of that. But this company's invested in a data analyst to help us really sort through what's going on, you know, on the floors. We have, as I mentioned, the cardiac telemetry in-house mm-hmm. and the ventilator pieces that give us beautiful data on how those patients are doing. But one of the neatest new things that we've put in place is something called Early Sense.
What is it?
Early Sense is a company who provides us with a device that goes under the bed of a patient. And I'm certainly not the tech person that understands all of it. But basically, you get a monitor in the room, and it takes that person's vital signs constantly. And it is a device that allows, you know, if a patient starts to move and get out of bed, it lets us know right away. It's able to, with understanding the vitals and that's going on with the patient and the temperature and the changes in their breathing, it's able to identify early on infection and different things, heart arrhythmias, different things that are going on with patients that you may not catch for days.
Right.
What's the best part about it is that it's not intrusive. So one of the things that you want most in a nursing home is to make it home-like, right?
Right.
But we have all these ding-dongs and bells and this and that, right?
Equipment.
And how do you sleep and how do you... Right. So what Early Sense does is each one of my staff members has a beeper of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little more
high-tech than
that. Right,
more sophisticated than the
old-fashioned
beepers, but yeah.
I'll call it a beeper.
A high-tech device, yeah, sure.
And when a patient is going to get out of bed...
Right.
It rings to their beeper. So there's none of this noise going on that wakes the roommate, that startles the life out of the patient, that rings and no one listens to. Right. It goes right to here and it reads to them what's going on. We had in the very first week of installing this in our pilot location,
mm-hmm.
I want to say there was 3, if not 4 cases of falls that were stopped before the patient, their feet even hit the floor, that we got in there so fast. There were several patients that we caught some kind of heart arrhythmia that was going on, that a doctor came in and provided some kind of medication and did whatever doctors do, right?
Right.
And prevented a hospitalization. So this is the kind of stuff that makes a difference. This is the kind of stuff that makes, you know, what we're doing at Allure different than what even my grandmother's nursing home was all those years ago, you know. So it's a passion for me.
Passion. Wow, and to leverage technology, I mean, that technology sounds awesome.
It's awesome.
Because, you know, so often you hear about a story, a fall, or whatever the case mm-hmm. is, and to think that there's technology that could prevent,
mm-hmm.
because an ounce of prevention, we know,
correct.
Is, you know,
correct.
So that you, and we know technology costs.
Yes,
it does. There's a big investment for that.
It is a big investment. We are actually the first in the city to gain this technology.
Nice.
And Early Sense is working with us exclusively for a period of time because they feel that, you know, when they look at our group, they felt that they could get great outcomes through compliance with using the system,
right.
and our nurses being trained to follow through. We were very honored that they're doing that. So we're rolling it into each facility one by one.
Nice. Yeah, you know what's special about that? And this is I'll try to say it in a more straightforward way. The company that's installing it wants to make sure that they're working with a facility that will follow through, so that they will look great through it. Which means the very fact that they selected the Allure Group speaks volumes. Did I say it straight?
Yes, we were honored. You know, we have another company working with us now to roll out telemedicine. You know, and that's so up and coming and so new. And to be able to reach a physician, you know, in the middle of the night, and that physician be able to actually lay eyes on a patient, you know, and have the nurse, you know, perform the assessment with the physician watching, it excites me. It's what I always wanted. That's the passion of taking care of people the best way you can in a nursing home, which typically, you know, who thought that a nursing home would ever act as well as a hospital?
Wow. Now, by the way, for people that want to join the team, and of course for people looking to put a loved one, what is the website, I guess, of the group? And then
sure.
I imagine on that site they could then find the individualized
Correct.
Locations.
Correct.
What's the web
so
address?
It's www.allurecare.com.
So Allure, A-L-L-U-R-E. C-A-R-E, AllureCare.com.
Correct. And then you'll be able to scroll through and find each facility based on your location.
Now, you're the CEO, as discussed, of 6 nursing facilities. It sounds like you're quite hands-on because, as you mentioned, yourself or other members on the management team, executive team, will go and visit on-site. We touched on this earlier, but it's such a special point. Why is that so important to be present at least once a week or on a regular basis at each facility?
So it's important. You can't run something if you ignore it. You know, and I think that's any business. That's
right.
That's not just nursing homes. And doesn't it count for everything? Children or family, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, you have to be present in order for things to work well. And I think that the support that lends to the staff and the holding of the expectation, you know, if I see something, if a building doesn't look clean to me or doesn't smell as nice as I like, I say something in a nice and respectful way. Hey, what's going on today? This doesn't look like it did, you know, a week ago when I was here or whatever the case may be. So it makes for team building.
Right.
It makes for, you know, what everyone learns in your reading, you know, roll your sleeves up, your staff will respect you.
Right.
Okay, so I'm not necessarily in a situation where I can go be a nurse.
Right.
You know, that's not something I could do, but I can go out and I can talk and I can show them that I'm physically there and I can interact with some of the residents and families and show that I'm able to make a difference in my role as well.
Now, I read in your bio that you have quite a resume, that one thing that I was really impressed with is how you manage to consistently increase your skills and responsibilities in each position. Just a general tip for people out there, how important is that for anyone in any career to constantly have their eye on development?
So I think for me, I always enjoyed learning new things and wanting to take on a new challenge. So where that translated was me going to the next level in my career, whether it be through a position or through a larger facility or, you know, taking on a new role or title. I think that became a personal goal more out of my personality, wanting to do more and grow. Mm-hmm. You know, as I got a little older and I was doing administration for a while and I realized, hey, I'm pretty darn good at this,
right.
You know, then I wanted to be VP and then I wanted to be COO and nice. I worked towards finding, and I mentioned this before, but I worked towards finding the right people to work with. I tell a lot of young people who come through my door, mm-hmm. you know, the decisions you make affect what you do. It's not always just, oh great, I went and became an administrator, or oh great, I went and became a director of ops. You know, you have to look who you're working for, because their management style and their ownership style is going to affect your reputation and what you're able to accomplish in what you do. I've been very lucky to work for this company as well as a company in New Jersey called Aristocare, where I was VP of ops there, and I was able to affect the same sort of change that I do here.
Mm.
And not everyone can say that. Mm. I think it's important to always keep your eye on being able to not only do what you want to do personally, but being able to pair yourself with the people that are going to allow you to excel.
Now, Melissa, I mean, the time goes so fast during these interviews. We're literally, you know, like a minute a minute to the bumper. As we bring the interview to a close, any final thoughts that you could share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
Sure. Final thoughts. Final thoughts are, nursing homes are great places to bring your family members. Allure has these wonderful facilities that will treat, in some cases, unfortunately, people better than they were living prior to having to come in. But I think the key is go see what they're about. If you're in the situation where you need to take some sort of short-term rehab or long-term living, you know, come look at an Allure home and then compare it to another home. Look and see not only just the aesthetics, but mm-hmm. do the nurses smile at you? What's going on? You always want to put yourself and your loved ones in a place where it doesn't always, it should smell good and look nice, but the staff should also be welcoming.
So special. Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you.
Well, this wraps up another great edition. My guest was Melissa Powell, the Chief Operating Officer at the Allure Group. Just in case you just tuned in or you tuned in a couple of minutes ago, no worries. By Tuesday morning, this entire episode will be up on the archives. Sometimes the video will take a couple of extra days, but certainly the link, whether you like to listen on iTunes or on Player.fm or Audio Boom or just on your computer, you just click on it, mybradio.com. You'll see her face and the name, mybradio.com. And a reminder, our giveaway this evening is the book Peak Performance. All you have to do is send a text over MYB to 64600, and one lucky listener is going to win it. Well, that wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.